Close calls at home, shooting for number one, the Reese Report, and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show on Locker Room Access. I am Mark Jerome, of course, joined by Jay Willie, Jason Williford, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. Coach, how are you?
I'm better now. I'm doing better now. That was a tough one the other night.
Both games.
I was sweating bullets because and you can see I haven't shaved, man. I'm just running in here from picking my oldest up for practice. My dad and sister stayed in town with me after the game yesterday. So I've been hanging out with them and got a sick young one. So it's been a crazy day, but got through to all of that. I had the JMU scout. I was stressed like crazy because I knew how good they were. And, you know, knock on wood, we've been able to eke out two tough wins against, the FSU game. I know their schedule, their record doesn't say they're good, but man, the way they defend with all the switching and the size and, you know, JMU ended up doing a little bit of the same stuff. They switched a lot late. Man, two tough home games. So I'm glad we were able to pull it out. But, you know, we're getting everybody's best right now. And, you know, the guys got to be ready from the jump. We got that bullseye on us. So it was good to see them respond.
Is there anything in particular that you feel like you guys aren't doing that you need to do better, that you can put away teams like Florida State and JMU? And JMU's tough. They're fast. They pull points up. And by the way, they missed some shots in the first half. And I think there was a combination of sometimes really, really, really good defense, and then sometimes a little maybe, you know,
breakdowns.
Yes. And then them getting some open shots and just in the first half.
100%. I mean, it's easy, Mark, to just say make a few more shots, right? See, you know, some threes, see the ball go in, offense would look a little better. But I contribute some of that to the teams defensively that we've gone up against, right? Their defense presents problems, and they just won't let us run offense. So some of the looks that we've been getting early in the year, teams, you know, you're getting scouted more. They know more personnel. We're gonna have to make some contested shots. We're gonna have to make free throws. We gotta get to the free throw line and make them. I thought that was the difference in the JMU game. If we make some free throws, obviously Reese going down was a blow. But just the ability to step to the line and make some free throws, you know, you give yourself a little bit more of a cushion in that game.
So Florida State switches, JMU switches, but what's the difference between Illinois switch too, and you guys did extremely well against them, right? Yeah. You had some slips to the basket for some layups.
We kind of confused them, and well, I don't know if we did, but they confused themselves with some of their switching and gave us some easy ones. Illinois did, and then we threw some jumpers in too. So if you sprinkle in a few more made threes in the last two games, even with the switching, that's a little different. You know, we just got to make a few more shots. And you know, I think some guys are struggling a bit and not as confident shooting it. But, you know, fortunately, we've got a break now. We can get in the gym and work and hopefully get healthy.
Five threes last night, right? So if you make seven or eight, there's some separation.
You get a little separation. I don't know what we made against Florida State. I can't remember.
But speaking of last night, Armon didn't shoot it great. And I guess no one really shot it great last night, right? With some open threes, I think there was one point when the score was 17 to 10 in the beginning, in the first half. And the defense was tremendous.
Right.
And had a chance to go up 20 to 10.
Right.
It's the open three. They come down. knock down a couple of shots or knock down a shot and it's a close game again.
Right. And that's just typical, man. Look, that team, and I said to the coaching staff, obviously Calvin Baker, who played for us, was on that JMU staff. He was here when we first got here to Virginia. I know Xavier, one of the assistants on this, on Mark, obviously Byington, the head coach. And I said to a couple of the players, hey, listen, man, you guys are a great team. I respected them. I watched them, obviously what they did to us last year, but watching them on film, I expect them to win a whole lot of basketball games. They're a good outfit. They play fast. They got some confident dudes offensively. They're very good defensively. I think what gets overlooked is because they were leading the country in scoring, how good their defense is. Their defense is pretty good too.
5 for 19 against Florida State from three, 5 for 17 against JMU.
Yeah, you make 8 to 10 threes, and those are different ball games. And listen, for us, it's all about quality, right? Getting quality looks. You know, we want to play great defense, but offensively, we want to get quality shots. If I'm not mistaken, I think we're getting quality looks. Yep. We just got to get them. We got to knock them down when we get them.
Right. So if you guys do make those, I mean, it's clear that you guys, I mean, you're already number two in the, probably going to be number two in the country, probably. Right. You guys.
We'll see.
Okay. We'll see. But if you continue to hit shots, team's going to be really good.
Listen, I thought the best thing that happened for us last night, obviously did not want to see Reese go down, right? But McNeely and Dunn, I thought the two of them stepped up. I gave them a shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
In the locker room, I said, Coach, the young fella stepped up. That was good to see.
So we're gonna get to that. I gotta show my little man really quickly because he just got out of the shower.
All right.
Say hi. He wants to be on. Say hello.
Hello. Right.
What's happening? Okay. Can you go now? Thanks, bud. Love you. Go ahead. Go play basketball. So thanks for your patience.
The next great point guard in the Jerome family.
He's definitely more athletic. I don't know if he's going to be as tall. But so defensively, give your guys a grade defensively last night first, yep. And then against Florida State.
I thought last night was probably our best defensive performance of the year. With those breakdowns that we had, and we had a few, but I thought that was a scrappy sit down and guard, old school Virginia defense that we got to get back to. And if we can be closer to that defensively, I like where we're headed. I thought in particular, Kihei gave us everything. I think Kihei might have been out of the game for 1 minute. But I thought Jaden Gardner and Ryan Dunn sat down and guarded and slid their feet. We put Gardner on a couple perimeter players down the stretch. And I thought he did a really good job because they went four guards and he sat down and guarded. You know, he can't make that foul where he reaches at the end of the game and gives up that three-point play. But outside of that, man, he gave us everything. I really like that performance. Florida State, I like. Where I was disappointed was the defensive rebound. We gave up too many offensive boards, and we got to sew that up.
Right. Last night, 13 offensive rebounds for JMU.
When they had 9 in the first half. That was the difference in the game.
So, real quick, Kihei, 39 minutes last night, right? 13 offensive rebounds. Now, is that a function of Caden trying to be a shot blocker and leaving the offensive rebound, being the team being vulnerable to offensive rebounds when he leaves the paint?
I think it's not so much that. I think there was one attempt where he went and he knew right away he had no chance of getting the block and gave up an offensive board. I quite honestly, I just think it's a we got to be tougher on the boards. We got to block out. We got to check guys and hold guys off, and we're allowing them to push us first. We got to hit first. I mean, it's going to rebounding is a toughness thing. It's a pursue the ball, and we've got to go pursue the ball as aggressively as they're going to get offensive boards. And you know, we're a little undersized at the three at times. And so, you know, in particular, JMU was sending three guys to the glass. They sent their 3, 4, and 5 to the glass. So we got to be able to, one, hold those guys off, then pursue it. But then, two, I thought there were a couple long rebounds off of 3-point misses where our guards got to come back in and rebound that sweet area, that sweet spot.
Right, and they took 23 threes.
Yeah.
Right. So when they're going to be just some long rebounds.
Right. But that's where your bigs got their hands full, right? They're trying to wedge and hold guys off and you know, they're getting pushed under the rim, but then those guards got to come. Defensive rebounding is a 5-man thing. All 5 got to come help rebound. And I think our guards got to come back in and rebound those long ones. They beat us to a few 50-50 balls that were on the floor and some offensive rebounds.
50 points you gave up to a team. We've kind of like poked a little bit at the team and say, okay, what are the concerns and what are we concerned about slightly and
right. What
do we need to work on defensively? 50 points to a team that's averaging 90 plus is pretty terrific.
No, and that game yesterday was a contrast of styles. See who can get to their game the fastest. We knew we had to limit them in transition. We knew we had to make them play against a set defense. They want to get up and down. And our style won out. And we said, like I kept saying, this is our kind of game. I like where we are. You know, it's 20-17 with like 2 minutes to go in the first half. And I'm like, yeah, I like this game. We're right where we need to be. And we knew they were going to come out and make a run, and they're capable offensively. That's a good team, man. That's a very good team.
They are very good. And, of course, you guys aren't at full strength with one of arguably your best player in Reese right now. Missing.
And it was crazy because we arrested him, and he was moving better, and he just, you know, he came down kind of awkward on that layup, that steal and layup that he got. But we'll see how he's doing. I tell you, I had today. I had to come down off of my adrenaline rush. I was nervous as heck about JMU, and then I had the little one sick, so I hadn't gone in today. I worked from home.
So when you have the scout, do you feel more pressure?
100%, because you feel like. Anything that goes wrong, anything that you didn't prep the team for, or, you know, because it's all on you, right? Like Antonio say, "What was that? What did we walk through that? Did they run that action?" So you got to be ready for that. I felt so bad, man, coming out of a timeout. I think maybe at the 8-minute mark, maybe the 10-minute mark. It must have been the eight under eight, and they ran this 2 double high slip set for layup. And maybe they didn't score the layup, maybe Caden fouled, but we had gone over that, and I should have reminded them out of the huddle, watch that action. And God, I felt so bad.
You know, there's some coaches, head coaches, who will yell and maybe even curse at their assistant coaches if the scout isn't accurate, or what kind of reactions does TV have?
No, he's good. You know, he and listen, Coach Getter, Coach Vandross, myself, we do a good job of getting everybody ready. I, you know, we tend to go over their actions. our biggest pet peeve is don't let them score anything from the OB under, the out of bounds under. We try to don't give those up. You know, just can't give up one of those buckets. And so you feel bad as the scout guy if something happens on a under out of bounds.
What would you give yourself as a grade for your scout?
I don't know. B+. I felt bad, man, not having them ready for that. And we had talked about how much they switch 1 through 4. They end up switching 1 through 5. I wish we would have done a little more just to be ready when they started switching everything to give us something offensively to go to. I think, you know, as we go through the break, we're going to have to work on that.
You gave up, I think you're being a little hard on yourself. You gave up 50 points without to a team that scores 90 plus without
arguing. Hey, listen, it wasn't me. It was those dudes. And there was a little bit of get back, right, for our guys. They remember what it was like over in Harrisonburg last year. They remember walking off that floor and, you know, excuse me, some of the taunts that we were getting. You know, that wasn't nice.
So in the pregame show yesterday, Chris Havlicek mentions that the fans, the JMU fans, were chanting F U Tony Bennett.
Oh, we got a guest.
Wait a minute.
Hey, hold on.
How excited on. Are we? He's not supposed to be on yet.
I made it.
He made it back. He wasn't supposed to be on tonight. Amy, sorry, guys. Stay on, Amy. Amy is coming on.
That's why I came on.
We're gonna have a couple quick questions for her too. But we've got
to let her go. You guys go.
Get the latest. Right? But Dougie was not supposed to be on, so we're really excited. And I talking about last year probably got Dougie so excited, so interested that he couldn't stay away. So Havlicek mentions FU Tony Bennett that the fans were screaming at JMU last year.
Yeah.
And we're talking about a nice question. Do you guys think, as competitive as TB is, what's he looking to get out of this game? Is he looking for a blowout, or is he going to, is there a revenge factor that he's playing? But I know how strategic he is, and he's not that emotional coach that so many other people are. He's such a logical coach. And so I'm watching the game and I'm thinking, he's getting his first year guys in. He's letting them get ready for the end of the season. He's letting them get ready for the tournament.
Well, I know he's a competitor, right? I know he didn't like what was said after the game, but it wasn't so much a revenge game for it was the next game. And Tone's always even keel about we got to play the next opponent. And, you know, in regards to getting the young guys some minutes, they earned those. I mean, they've been practicing well. And they played well when they got their opportunity. And, you know, listen, he's made some great calls so far this year with certain lineups. And those guys were playing and they were defending. And it was that type of game. Plus, without Reese, I mean, obviously, McNeely and Dunn were going to get more minutes. But he just rolled those guys down the stretch.
So, Ryan Dunn, I don't know how many minutes he got in the first half last night.
I know they both finished with about 25, somewhere 25, 26 each.
Yeah, and I'll check that stat in a second. Ryan finished with 19, McNeely finished with 26. Ryan seemed to be playing really well in the first half, had a couple of really good plays, had the dunk, had some really good defensive plays, and then we didn't see him again for the first half. Can you answer why not?
I'm not sure. Quite honestly, I forgot about him because we went with Tane. I think we put Tane in there at one stretch, who was solid. You know, obviously Armand, who starts. McNeely was getting burned. And then at one point, I think we had JG, Ben, and Caden on the floor as your 3, 4, and 5. And I looked down, I was like, oh, freak, Ryan, Ryan's played well this game. We got to get him back in there. And so, but he was ready when his number was called. He listen, the hardest thing for a coach to do, and I haven't had to do that as a head coach, but I know coach wants to play guys.
Yep.
And that's hard to play everybody, but kudos for Ryan being ready to go when he got back in, and he picked right back up from that first half. I mean, that dunk, I watched it about three times now, probably more than that. That's a foul. That should be an and one, got hit in the head.
Which is why he probably got so excited.
Yeah.
And did a little extra. But there was one lineup in, and I was trying to remember it. Gardner, Ryan, Armand. I think this was after Reese got hurt. There was just five guys, athletic, strong, really good defensive players. I was like, this is a really good defensive team. I can't remember the lineup.
Yeah.
But it was they weren't going to – JMU didn't. I don't think they scored.
But I mean, Ryan's length, his ability to slide, and his wingspan. I mean, he can contest guys. He contest shots. I think he had a couple blocks. If I'm not mistaken, he may have blocked a pull-up of one guy. But yeah,
Hayden and Kihei were the other two.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long athletic group on the floor. You got rim protection with Caden. I mean, I think there's a ton. I've said it on the show now. I'll say it again. There's a ton of versatility within our roster. We can play a whole bunch of lineups.
Yeah, no, you got a lot of depth, and it's a really good team. Really good team. We got to move on because we don't have a lot of time. We still got W's question of the week, and we still have Amy we got to get to.
All right.
Before we go to shooting for number one in Houston, let's bring Amy on.
And for those that don't know, Mark, Amy she's in the center. If they can see that family photo, that's the baby girl. I call her baby girl. That's my baby sister here.
Hey.
Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Mark, how are you?
It's good to see you, and thank you for jumping on. Absolutely. Where are you right now?
I'm in Jason's house.
I was going to say, she's somewhere in the house. I don't know where.
Are you downstairs?
I'm on auntie duty, so I'm in the basement.
They got you in the basement?
I choose to be down here because the boys are upstairs.
I got it. I know how active those boys are.
Yeah. Well, we got one sick one, but he's still being him too. So,
Amy.
Yeah.
It's so good to have you on. Thank you. And we've talked about this before about trying to get you to come on.
I know. Thank you.
We need some good Jason Williford stories. We need some. Hey. First of all, do you guys talk about the games afterwards?
Do we? Absolutely.
Why didn't you do this and why did you do this?
Hey, listen, for the record, it's her and my dad.
Me and my dad are a tag team when it comes to it. But most of the time when we come to the games, Jason we'll wait for him after the game. We won't discuss the game in the practice gym. But on our ride home, since we have an hour back to Richmond, he would call us and we would go through from the time the game started till it ends. And we will give him all of our feedback.
So what do you think of last night?
They kept their name, the Cardiac Cavs, because they give us heart problems. I was proud to see Jason coaching a lot. I love when he grabs the board and he's, you know, all into it. And, you know, I get to yelling, yeah, Coach Willie. I've always been Jason's number one fan. I promise you, there is no bigger fan of Jason's than me. None. When they call Tony Bennett's name, they call Jason's name. And I wait till everyone is in the JPJ are quiet. And then I just yell, Jay Willie, every single game. Every single game I do it.
Well, without YB doing our Jay Willie music, we may have to get you doing Jay Willie to start the show.
Hey, I'm his number one fan in life and in basketball.
So tell me, what did you tell him after last night's game specifically?
Well, I used Corey Alexander's words, which is Jason's best friend, that Ryan gets it done. I used Corey's words because from the beginning of the season, I became a Ryan Dunn fan. Without seeing him play, I looked at him, I said, he's going to be good. And every game since then, I have become a Ryan fan.
Amy, just by looking at him, you knew he was going to be good?
I looked at him. I literally looked at him. I knew it was something about him. I don't know what it was, but I've been saying it. Me and my husband, Phil, have been saying it from the beginning. And we did that with Malcolm. My husband was a Malcolm fan from the very beginning before, you know, the Malcolm. We do it for everybody. I'm also a Chase Coleman fan.
Everybody
is. I call him Coach Coleman because I think he's going to be the next greatest coach. And I love watching him coach the players. I've never seen another player so unselfish. He is the most unselfish person because from start to finish, that young man is clapping, cheering, coaching, encouraging, and is not about himself in minutes. I mean, he is on his feet. He's congratulating. I just love Chase Coleman too.
Great kid. All right, Amy, who else besides Malcolm and Ryan Dunn were you big fans of just by looking at them? And then the opposite, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a Justin Anderson fan. Who else? I actually was a Farrakhan fan too.
Hey, that's when Farrakhan was there. Who was the best nickname you had though for
Jamal Robinson? Is Donkey Kong?
No, not that.
Toby.
Who?
Toby One Kenobi. Yep. Because the force is always with him. It was always with him. Like that boy and Jamal was my Donkey Kong. Because that boy would dunk like nobody's business.
I'm going to get a little personal, Amy.
Okay.
Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, when you looked at them, what'd you think? Tell the truth.
The dynamic duo?
Tell the truth. Don't sugarcoat now, because I know what Jay Will thought.
There's no separation when it comes to them two. They are the dynamic duo. You can't split them up.
Separately, let's take Kyle Guy out.
Okay, I got you.
When you first saw him, he said he doesn't look like a ball player.
Cal looked precious.
Okay.
Ty looked like a dog. He was getting ready to get it done.
All right.
Precious and a dog. That's all I could give you.
All right, Amy, so we got Houston coming up on the 17th. Yep. It could be number one versus number two.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for your brother going into that game?
I can't give Jason advice. The players need the advice.
All right, what do you have for them?
He can advise him and TB and Coach Vandross and Coach Getter, they can advise, but the players actually have to implement it, right? So they have to work together. Kaden has to stay healthy enough, and he has to be stronger in the paint. He has to show them that he's not playing and not let them bump him around. Kihei has to know that he's the leader, and he has to run the floor. And Armand needs to start scoring. So I don't know what practice he may need, but he needs to keep getting in that gym because he can shoot. So if he is on, he's on. Oh, and I love Ben. Woo. Yeah. He's scrappy. I like him.
I'm a big Ben fan too.
Ben, yeah. And then Jaden Gardner, confident. Get out of his head, play basketball. You miss a shot, brush it off. We on to the next one. Don't dwell on what you didn't do. Get back, get it back on defense and come back. I think he get in his head maybe a little bit.
Mark, it sounds like she's been around the game a little bit.
Just a little bit.
She knows the game a little bit.
But Amy, last night, did you see Jaden Gardner? I was going to bring this up later, but Coach, did you see Jaden Gardner demand the ball late in the game, a couple possessions in a row?
That's the guy. That's the Jaden I like. We need him all the time. You there for a reason. And I always yell at him, we believe in you. Like, believe in yourself. Come on.
The big foul line shot. And he was demanding it. And Kihei, I guess he told Kihei, I don't know if he said, Kihei, you better give me the ball. Otherwise, I'm going to see you after the game.
Right.
But Kihei looked for him, too.
Oh, but Kihei, I just wanted to hug him yesterday because playing 39 minutes or something, that could not have been easy. And I just, my heart went out to him, but he did it well. He did it. He always does it. So.
Great game by Kihei. Fantastic game by Kihei. Yep. Aiden, yep. We got to get you back because we got to, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time tonight.
And
we
all still right.
Fresh, and we still got to go over Houston and the Reese report and a couple other things. And we know awesome. Dougie's going to take up. His portion.
Yeah, and I have boys that are hiding from me because they have homework. So as soon as I get off, I am headed to the second level where they both will finish their homework and clean those rooms before bed. I promise you.
Hey, this is what happens when my wife is on a work trip and my mother-in-law is not here. So I had to bring in reinforcements, Mark.
And I'm better known as TT, and they know TT does not play at all.
Amy, you might get a lot of calls and requests from being on this show about coming to people's houses.
Jason, my agent, they got to go through him. And Jason has a pizookie waiting for him, too. So I'm going to make sure they don't eat it.
Wow. That's my dessert.
He's been treating me well since I've been here. I can't make it up. So.
The way you speak about him and treat him.
I love my, I'm so proud of him. I just, you know, I'm big on his mental health too. So I'm always encouraging him to pray, relax, you know, do the other stuff just so that he's okay. You know, himself first over coaching. I know that's his passion, but he always tells me it's not a job for him. So I think he's good.
As long as I get to eat that pizookie later, I'm good.
I'm gonna ask you one last question, Amy.
Okay.
In one or two sentences, tell me what you thought of Jason Williford as a player.
Jason Williford was an unselfish player. He was more about winning as a team than his individual accolades. I wish he was a little bit more selfish.
Amy, thanks so much for coming on.
I appreciate you, and I love Locker Room Access. I'm always on your page, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. We really appreciate the support.
Good night, everybody.
Happy holidays.
All right, same to you and yours.
Very lucky, Jason Williford.
That's the baby girl.
Very lucky. Great family. Beautiful family you have. I got a chance to meet them a couple of times and very warmly welcoming. Shall we bring on Dougie right now?
Is it fresh time? Let's do it.
It's fresh time. Let's do it. Let's go from Sister Amy to my main man, Dougie, if he's ready for us. Because you know he wasn't going to originally be on.
Where is he coming from?
We're going to find out. All right. We're going to hopefully Dougie's going to come on in a minute.
There he is.
There we go.
Fresh, where were you?
I was out doing some stuff. I thought I was going to be back in time.
Ah, okay.
I wanted to come on when Amy was on. I had questions for her, not for you, Jason.
No, I don't want you asking her anything about our childhood.
That's what I wanted to know, if she had like a certain favorite teammate of yours or a crush or like who was the cutest. And if she said Corey, I was just never coming back on the show again. So. You know, I was going to angle and push her into a corner on that one.
So, you know who her favorite is. So, we were playing AAU, I want to say our 17th year. And yep. we were in either Frankfort, Kentucky, or Tallahassee. It was Tallahassee.
There's a big difference in those two towns.
No, it was Tallahassee. And she got to hang out with Chris Webber.
Oh, wow.
Oh, of course.
So his AAU team was super friends out of Detroit. And we end up playing them in the championship. And so it was me, Corey, Yuri. I forget who else was on. That was it from Virginia on my AAU team. Yep. And then C-Webb and his Super Friends team, and he hung out with her and she befriended him. It was crazy. I said, what are you doing hanging out with the enemy? So that became her boy. She became a big C-Webb fan.
Yeah, he had that big personality, man. I'm not surprised. Good dude.
Dougie, let's get to it.
I haven't listened, so what's my question? I had a good one. I'm not kidding. I had a really good question, and it wasn't my own. I think I made the comment today. People don't realize, Jason, during a basketball season, you see Kihei play 39 minutes, and we still complain. He didn't do this. He didn't. Dudes are tired. Dudes are hurt. Like, if there's 10 players on a basketball court, 7 probably have a tweaked ankle, right? It's not an injury. You know, you guys all did. I never hurt my ankles. My knees always hurt. But then as you guys as coaches, you know, the season starts earlier now, right? So when we played, you'd basically be in January now. As much as you played in the tough games, you played the Baylors and the Illinois. On and on. You got Houston coming. How do you guys talk about managing that type of thing? Because it's real. And I know it's game to game, but at some point it's not game to game. Does that make sense?
It is. It's tough. And that's where Mike Curtis is huge for us. Like he – you know, all of the catapult system and all of this stuff that he's using to monitor, you know, how hard the guys are going and what they're exerting every day. He'll tell us, all right, this guy can't go today or this guy needs to do, you know, half of a practice. Yep. So you're right, though, Fresh. It's like, you know, there's a difference between injury, right? And then just the bumps and bruises and the wear and tear of a season. And, you know, we're not in the dog days yet, but, you know, it's the preseason that, you know, where you're trying to get all these games in before exam break. So this couldn't come at a more perfect time right now for us, with some of the guys that we got banged up.
And Ethan won't sleep 1 second of the next, 10 days or 15 days.
No, those
days,
guys right? will be getting, you know, there'll be 2-a-day treatments. There'll be
makes a huge difference.
We'll get massages for guys and whatever we need to do to get them, you know, back and ready to go.
Doug, you stay on. If you have a question, you can jump in. I want to get to this report. I want to talk about Dougie's main man. When he comes off the court, right, was that ankle, was that hamstring?
I think it was the hamstring. And that was what was bothering him. You know, he did the ankle. I think he did the ankle. Was it Michigan?
Michigan, second half.
Michigan. Yeah. And then, you know, hammy, but I'm not exactly sure what he did. I saw it was an awkward landing. I just remember Ethan coming to the bench and was like, I'm shutting him down. And that was at the 16-minute mark? I mean, that was either before or right at the media. And so, you know, we just had to go with what we had, next man up. But we're going to need that young man to be healthy.
What was TB's reaction? What did he say? Did he ask Reese, can you go? Or did he wait just?
No, he didn't. He didn't ask him that this time. he just said, okay, you know, we put McNeely in. I think we put McNeely in was that first sub. And then we just were, you know, we were searching for rotations after that to see who would get it going. And Payne got a chance, like I said, and Ryan got a chance. And I thought those guys played well. I really did. They gave us good minutes.
I have one more, Marky.
What's that?
I have one more, and I'll leave you alone. So you guys are talking about Ryan Dunn. The whole world's talking about him. The dunk, great defense, et cetera. Toward the end of the game, he's guarding Earth, Wind, and Fire. What's the kid's name? Molson?
Yeah, yeah.
He has that high. He has the, you know, I can't say
anything. He looks like you a little bit.
Well, he's getting that, but if you do the juxtaposes with Earth, Wind, and Fire, he could be in the band without, you know, he put like the Saturn around him. And he was balling. And you have a first year like him, and Earth, Wind, and Fire is probably in his fifth or fourth year. And I think he came down, he made one on Ryan. I think Ryan came back, then he stopped him the next time. And I don't know if you guys saw it. Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm sure, started it talking. Ryan didn't back down for a second. No,
Ryan's got that New York Long Island grit to him. Hey, I don't know if the Long Island guys are as gritty as, you know, the Bronx or the Brooklyn guys, but he's got that
New York, right now.
He's got that New York swag.
It depends on where you're from. I know a lot about Long Island. Hempstead, Roosevelt, and Freeport. Freeport's real, Marky. That's where he's from.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. And Hempstead, yes.
Hempstead, too.
Hempstead, I said. Hempstead, Roosevelt. And,
Hempstead is where my girlfriend Freeport. Is.
And you saw him flex a little bit after he dunked, right? And
he sure did.
I love that. He's a competitor. He's not going to back down.
Listen, when they started showing at each other, I was like, what is Jay Willie thinking right now? He must be so happy for Ryan.
I'm loving it. As long as he don't get a tech and overstep the trash talking,
there looked like it was trash talking, but like in jest, right? There was fun with it because they smiled at each other too.
Oh,
they were having a conversation, and the first year didn't back down.
That's what competitors do. That's competition. That's, you know, we saw that with Reese. You know, like that's good stuff.
Yes. As long as it's not going to take away from.
As long as we don't give up free throws,
or somebody's not going to get.
Right.
Out of the game.
Right.
Right. Speaking of the Ryan Dunn, McNeely, the entire bench, they had to step up and they had to earn minutes. And without Reese in the game, again, strategic, last 4 minutes, last whatever it was, you don't put back Armand in the game and you keep McNeely in the game. I thought I was going to hear a horn in the last 15, 14 seconds when they were taking the baseline out of bounds. And I thought Armand might have come in for McNeely. And you stuck with McNeely.
Yeah, we did. We did put Armand in against the press. And for free throw shooting, we took Gardner off and we had four guards with Ben. But McNeely was playing well. And Coach rode him. And... you know, I still want to see IMAC look at the rim more and go be a little more aggressive when you get opportunities. But listen, that was a big time atmosphere and a chance to really gain some valuable experience. And I thought they both rose to the occasion. That was graduation for them, and that was good.
Although 1-for-6 shooting last night, getting the floor time. And again, I go back to what I said earlier about TB being so strategic and not being an emotional coach and being a logical coach. And maybe possibly saying, okay, maybe we will lose this one. And I don't know if that's what he was thinking. I'm sure he doesn't ever want to lose. I know he doesn't ever want to lose. But thinking ahead, he's willing to sacrifice and being a little bit more risky for the future.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to answer that for him, but I know being around him, he's always been a gut feel guy. I like those five on the floor. I'm sticking with those five on that right now. I feel like those guys are going to give me an opportunity to win. I don't think he's thinking I'll take an L to prove a point. He's like, no, those five are giving me a chance to win this game, and that's what I'm going with. And he'll live with those, you know, he'll live with that. You know, whatever the outcome is, he'll live with that decision. And he's made some great calls at so far this year with all kinds of lineups.
Since I've been watching UVA, he's made great calls. Yeah. And I'm surprised, right? And Ryan Dunn, at the end of the game, Ryan Dunn and Jaden Gardner make two huge shots.
Well, Gardner on that elbow 15, 17 foot jumper, right? And then did we not need another bucket in the worst way? I mean, you don't want to miss and have to be only up two with the way they shoot the ball from distance. And that drive to go finish that 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 bucket late in the game that Ryan Dunn had, that's a big time baseline drive and finish.
All right. We've got a lot of people asking about Poppy. What's going on, Poppy? Is he healthy? Was it just a game time decision? Like, he's just not going to play tonight because you guys didn't think it would be the right fit?
Yeah, no, he's healthy. I think it's just, you know, certain matchups and you know, they had different lineups on the floor that were hard for a traditional five man to match up to at times, with some of the way those guys put the ball on the floor and did certain things. So it was, you know, I think it was just one of those games. And listen, everybody's got to be ready when their number's called. And Poppy will get his chances. Knowing Houston, and I know we'll get to them, but the physicality that they're going to play with and the size that they're going to bring in here on the interior, Poppy better be ready for that one.
Right. All right. So
she's working up. I have an interjection quickly, Jay. I know you guys played Houston last year, and I know your memory's long. My memory's longer. You know who they remind me of this year? And I've watched them a bunch.
Yeah.
In intervals. They remind me a lot of that UMass team we played in Syracuse. They're not crazy big. Everybody goes after every offensive board. My only coaching idea is let's work on boxing out for the next 10 days. Like, Not work on it, but everybody, it's a five-person box out, right? Well, maybe the guards get the rebound.
That was last year. Now Sasser was a beast against us.
He was a beast.
In Houston.
He hasn't been a beast this year.
Well, he's a good player, though. He's a really good player. He can get going.
Better than me. Real quick. Yes.
But that's their MO, is to just punk you and go offensive rethink. Essentially, yep. What's the hockey terminology where you throw it in and go get it? You know,
I don't know.
Dump.
I don't know hockey.
Chuck and dump or something.
Yeah.
You know, there's a hockey term that they use where they throw the puck in and then they just go and they're trying to fly around and get it. Well,
The ball's always live.
They're throwing it up on the glass, dump and chase.
Thank you, Spence.
You're the man, baby. So,
Spence. Yep.
Their thing is chuck it up, put it on the rim, and we'll go get it off the board. That's what they do. I mean, outside of whatever they do offensively, sets-wise, and transition, their next best offense is offensive rebounding.
Yep. And they score quickly. They can put up 10, and when you go to the bathroom and come back, it's a 10 points out of nowhere.
It reminds me, Fresh, the way they go to the glass is similar to how Carolina used to go to the offensive glass.
Yeah, but Carolina game over everybody's back. They just cheated. That's different.
But
they fouled you. But you're right. Second half.
It's the same thought process. I got to keep on. We got to box these dudes out.
But I'm saying it's different boxing out a 7'2" Montrose than it is 6'8", 6'5", 6'5". You can box them out. Go. I'm telling you. The UMass game at Syracuse, you guys all played great. We won, went to the Sweet 16. It's that game for me. I'll leave you alone, Marky. Get it.
Doug, you're good. Keep going.
Yes. That's my long memory of I think we can dominate that game.
It's funny. I can't remember that UMass game being that physical. Like,
no, that's all it was. All they did was shoot and they pump and dump, whatever it's called, Spence said, and they just went to the glass. And we said, wait, so if we just box out our guy, they can't get rebounds. They weren't 6'11". They didn't have Camby yet.
No, they
– It was Nero and those guys. They were 6'8", 6'7", 6'6".
Houston's a different animal, man. They're tough.
I get it. This is a different time.
It's so hard.
They're tough. One of the toughest teams I've seen in a long time. So this is a culture with them now.
They've got Alabama coming up, right? Which will be a tough game for them. Which will be Alabama's a good team, right? Four quadruple overtime against North Carolina.
Yep.
Really good game. I don't know how Caleb Love shoots 36 shots, but crazy. And then who's got that scout?
Houston.
Yep.
Coach Getter.
Okay. So. we know who to look at, who to either give credit to or blame. I'm just kidding.
Well, he'll be going crazy on the sideline.
Yeah, no. Going to be an intense environment. That could be the biggest game for you guys in several years since when?
Since for us?
Yep.
I don't know, Mark. I mean, we've had Duke in here a couple times. We've had Syracuse when they were, like, we've had Carolina in here, Nova in here years ago. It'll be a good atmosphere. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Whether they're one or two, it's still going to be a major game, super competitive. What, and they don't forget, yes, Spencer versus Duke when LeBron came. That was a huge game. Thank you. What are going to be the keys to that game?
Well, we touched on it a little bit just now talking about the rebounding. I mean, and that's probably the biggest key. And then also taking care of the ball, not turning it over. They apply a ton of half-court pressure. Not a whole lot of full court, but in the half court, they're really good. We're going to have to be good with the ball. So I would say limit our turnovers and then defensive rebounding, and then hopefully we can make some shots.
Right, and hopefully Reese is 100%.
That too.
He's going to need to be there to be very successful against that team. Right. You played eight last night. Poppy's probably going to have to play. You might have to use four big guys in that game. Last night, you go small ball to pull it out.
We went small, but it was partly because of their small ball.
Is that something? So you basically reacted to what they did.
It was some matchup stuff, but because of the way Gardner's being able to slide and defend dribble, he allows us to play him as a small ball four, where we can play Ben as a five. And you know, you don't always have to have Caden or Poppy on the floor as a center. And if need be, I mean, we could go as small as Gardner as a five with now Ryan Dunn as a four with three guards. So, when you play teams that like to play small and they don't have the same size, the versatility within our lineup has been huge for us. We can go big, with Ben as a three and, Caden and Poppy on the floor if need be, or Jaden, Ben, and one of those centers. So I love the versatility. But, last night it was kind of matched their guys, and, they spread the floor. They can all drive and shoot it. Their pace, their offensive pace is ridiculous. Where they're slipping ball screens and all those DHOs and all that stuff.
Yeah. So Houston's got two games left. Do you prefer to not play until you see them again? Sorry, guys. Or would you prefer to have a game or two?
I don't know. I think right now I'm glad we're not playing. We need to rest up and we need to get healthy. But I think, if that wasn't the case, if we were healthy, it's always good to have some games and coming in with a little bit of rhythm going into a game like that. But it's just the way the schedule falls. It's where we are with exams. But we need this.
Yeah. All right. They play Saturday, Alabama. I hope they win, right? Because I'd love to see one versus two at JPJ.
You're all in it for you want the ratings, Mark.
I just want them to know. What is that, Dougie?
I'm with you, man. Hey, who doesn't want to be number one? Makes no sense. We want to be number one.
Absolutely. Well, you're gonna if they lose to Alabama, you're gonna be number one, right? But I like going in as number two and beating the number one.
Alabama's not gonna beat them.
Alabama's tough.
They're not Houston tough. Quinley. To Jason's point,
you got your boy Quinley. Houston's tough, but you know I think that's where they play the game, right? All right. Enough about one and two. The Reese report is you're not quite sure right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Tony. I didn't go in, so I don't know. My gut is he saw Ethan in the docks. They're taking good care of him. He'll be rested as much as we can rest him. He's going to rest. I just don't know exactly. And then I'm hitting the road. I'm going recruiting. The end of this weekend, so I won't even be around Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right, we'll catch up on the Reese report and get some information out on the forum, Dougie. You'll share it.
Yep.
We hear from
of course. Can Jason share his locations for cities he's going to? Forum loves this stuff.
I'll be in the DMV.
Okay, the whole time.
The whole time.
That's all I need to know. They're gonna know everything from there. That's all you got to tell them.
Are you getting a chance to watch other games right now?
Yeah, like other college games.
Sorry,
yes. Yeah, I catch a few when I can. Always looking at scores and seeing what guys are doing. You know, other good players, other kids that we had that were in the program that aren't with us anymore. Always following those guys and. Following teams that have played us and see what they're doing. We want all those teams to win as many games as they can. Makes us look better. So yeah, I watch.
How about last night? You guys probably talked about it. The Illinois game.
I watch as much as I can. I'm watching my son play a little bit too. I went and watched the JV game right before our game yesterday. So Cam is playing JV ball over at Stab. So.
That's awesome. And I know you probably didn't get a chance to see Duke last night.
Only the end, but that game was over by the time I turned it on.
Yep. And then, of course, NC State is playing really well.
They are. There's several teams in the league. You know, everybody's talking about taking shots at the ACC, but Miami's playing well. NC State's playing well. Yeah. I don't know who they play, but you know they're winning. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Miami had 66 tonight at the half against Cornell, who had 53. I have no idea what happened since then.
Yeah,
66 at halftime.
And Cornell's pretty solid, by the way, this year.
They've been solid, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to say taking shots at the ACC because I don't like to criticize any kids. I like to criticize too many people in general. But the ACC is not what it was a couple years ago. And UVA is killing it. You guys are doing extremely well. You guys have a very talented team. I know I said I was done with Houston. I'm trying to figure out how I can get out there on the 17th. Dougie, you gonna make a call for us?
That's right. My man's not in the States. We can't, but me and you, we should go together. If Jay gets we need the good tickets. We need the good tickets, Marky.
What's that?
Huh? I can't get the plane. My man's not around. But the tickets got to be good. Jay. I'd love to go down with you, man. Me and you, come on.
Hey, you got it.
Do I need to call Ronnie?
You better call because my gut is that's going to be a hot ticket with probably some recruits in the house. So,
serious question. If I do go down, I don't want to stay in a hotel. Can I sleep in the Kyle guy bunk bed in the locker room overnight?
Fresh. You're not going to sleep in the bunk bed. You've got places to stay when you come to Charlottesville.
I know. You know.
And, of course, there's always the basement in the JW household.
I was going to say, hey, you said the basement, Mark. You haven't seen that basement. There's like 25 secret doors down there. Me and Cam will hang tough.
Anyway,
it's like a labyrinth trying to figure out yourself around there.
Jay Willis, congrats on being number two in the nation.
Thank you.
Quite a feat, especially when you didn't know how good you guys would be. Kudos to the young guy stepping up. Dougie Fresh, who was not supposed to join us tonight,
I saw Amy coming on, man. Oh, I had a question for her.
Press made it back. That was good. You guys got my little my baby girl on, so that was good.
Hey, thanks to Amy for joining us tonight.
All growing up.
And everybody, thanks for checking us out on Locker Room Access, the Jay Willie Show. We are sponsored by Rhines and Rogers. Next up, December 17th, one versus two, or will be one, and who knows what they'll be.
Hey, we'll have to work on maybe get one of the guys on next show.
Yes. So yes, definitely. If we're on next week, we'll see how things are going. We are requesting Jaden, Ryan, or Reese.
We'll work on that. In between their exams, they got to take care of exams.
If I got to call a couple people myself, if you're not in a position to do that,
let me know. Hey, how about BVP? Ben's not taking any exams. Just get him on. Or did you already do him? Did you already have him on?
No. And big fan of his, so definitely want to get him on. But would love to get whoever you can pull on. That'd be great.
All right, we'll work on it.
All right, last question for you before we say goodnight. How did you do with your exercise that you were starting December 1st?
Not good. Hey, you just heard me say Zuki waiting on me downstairs. So
that's not exercise. That's eating.
I know it, but that's not good. I can't eat. I got to exercise. I can't eat this way.
It's just sweat. You got to sweat.
Great.
I get it. I've gained about 5 pounds in the last 2 weeks as well.
But my weight's been the same. So I'm not good.
All right. Well, New Year's resolution is around the corner.
We'll get it done.
I know you will, especially with those boys pushing you. I'm going to get on the boys to encourage you.
There you go.
All right, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. The Jay Willie Show, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers. W, thanks so much for coming on, even though you didn't think you were going to. You always make the show great and dynamic. We will see you next time. Spencer Hensky, you are the greatest producer ever. Thank you.
Thanks, Spence.
All right, folks. We are out. Take care, everybody.